music by Saliana Seven Campbell for the new Australian film The Driver's Wife, which is in selected cinemas this week. Sound of Cinema was presented by Matthew Sweet and produced in Salford by Chris Wines.
Summer. Radio 2 celebrates jazz.
From the greats
to up-and-coming talent,
we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Cheltenham Jazz Festival.
Bringing you all the highlights. Every syncopation,
improvisation,
and chord.
Plus plenty of wonderful playlists picked by Jamie Cullum, Nitin Sawhney, and me, Yolanda Brown.
Radio 2 Celebrates Jazz.
Listen now. Search for Radio 2 Celebrates Jazz on BBC Sounds.
Well, here on Radio 3, we've jazz for you in an hour as Jamoke Fashler presents a session by the British bassist Daniel Casimir, plus the Danish pianist and composer Catherine Windfeldt sharing some of her musical inspirations. That's J to Z at 5 o'clock today. But first, time for Music Planet with Catherine Tickell.
Yes, and we're starting off in eastern Zimbabwe with the Mbira master, credited with bringing Zimbabwean music to North America.
Oh,
Music from Eastern Zimbabwe there, from a new remastered reissue of the pioneering 1986 album Tichazimwana by Dumisani Maraire, known throughout the world for his playing of the mbira and the Zimbabwean marimba, and also for the work he did to bring that music to others. Welcome to Music Planet. I'm Catherine Tickell, bringing you new and classic sounds from around the globe. Today we've got Punjabi anthems, an astounding blues harmonica and washboard duet, curlew sounds from Finland and along Hadrian's Wall, and more, including, here in the studio, award-winning Irish group Ye Vagabonds, Dermot and Brian McGlynn and Alan McFadden. So, what are you going to start off with?
We're going to start with a new song. This is one called Blue is the Eye, and it's one from the new album.
A crack in the sky lends a light to the dark. The wind blows the ember cold from the heart. You carry it proudly through ditches and trees, and cross the horizon to lie down and sleep. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Over the ocean toward a new world, the city, the island, the tear and the pearl. A boat on the water casts out a clear eye. The darkness beneath us is teeming with light. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Fire from the hearth on the hill, the coal and the ember, they glow away still. Songs to the stranger, familiar and clear, ring out in chorus for all you hold dear. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Flash in the dark glimmers silver and blue, breaches the waves for a moment or two, moves away slowly back into the deep. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye, watches over the sea. Lie down and sleep, sleep well, my darling. Blue is the eye that looks after thee.
Blue is the Eye, performed live in the studio by this week's session guests, Ye Vagabonds, Dermot McGlynn on tenor guitar, Brian McGlynn on guitar, and Alan McFadden on subtle dronage. It's kind of a combination of harmonium and organelle. We'll maybe talk about that a little bit later on, because we will be chatting to Ye Vagabonds later and hearing more songs from them throughout the programme. I've also got classic tracks for you from blues harmonica player Sonny Terry, new music from Croatia, and I'll be giving you a few tour dates. But first, here's Brooklyn-based singer and trumpet player Sonny Singh, whose new album of boundary-defying Punjabi anthems came out yesterday. He's written all the music, but the words are mostly from 16th and 17th century poems. And the basic theme of the album denounces tyranny and oppression. It's all about seeking out what inspires us and what grounds us even in the darkest of times.
vicine.
Anthemic sounds from Sunny Singh, followed by Turkish psych folk band Alterngun. They're actually based in Amsterdam, but the band members are from various different backgrounds, Turkish and Indonesian, as well as Dutch. And Alterngun are touring here in the UK. You can catch them on Wednesday, the 25th of May in Bristol, Thursday the 26th in Manchester, 27th in London. I think that one might be sold out, but they're also in London on Saturday the 28th of May at Brockwell Park for the Wide Awake Festival. Now, here's a new artist, to me anyway, Aklaya Neon from Zagreb in Croatia. And apparently she was in the running to represent Croatia in the Eurovision Song Contest back in 2019. And you can hear a hint of that very commercial produced approach to a lot of the tracks on this, her debut album. But there are definite folk and roots influences cutting through there too. This is the opening track, Mienjemte. Thank you.
якось много.
Для мене двоє дверей, нам занішеш, ж єдном каупре.
Croatian singer Eclair Neon, and that's from her debut album Dojina Yoyi. And if you want more details of any of today's music choices or to listen again, it's all on BBC Sounds. I'm Catherine Tickell, you're listening to Music Planet, and we're about to hear more live music here in the studio from today's session guests, Irish group Ye Vagabonds. Now, what's the next song going to be?
We're going to play a song called Go Away and Come Back Hither. So this is another one from the new album. And I suppose it's a song about missing people, and then maybe the nice side of that is when they come back.
And is this a traditional song or is this one of yours?
This is one of ours, yeah. This is one that we wrote last year.
I think it's probably, of all of our original songs, it might be most influenced by sort of traditional melodies.
And even the kind of
probably,
poetry.
Yeah, 19th century poetry too. Yeah, we're kind of drawing on, it's a bit of a tip of the hat to the kind of 19th century romantic tradition as well.
Thank you.
better part of any love lies somewhere out of sight. Astronomers attending to the paths of distant lights. Go away and come back hither, love. Cast it out and draw it back. The very one you long for is the only one you lack. Go away and come back hither, love. Cast it out and draw it back.
Jimmett McGlynn on mandola, Brian McGlynn on guitar and Alan McFadden on harmonium and organelle, performing Go Away and Come Back Hither live in the studio here. So, lads, your new album, Nine Waves, came out yesterday. Would you say this is a continuation of your previous Ye Vagabonds albums, or are you trying to say something different with this one?
Both, I hope. Yeah.
I think it's a logical enough kind of progression for us in a way. It seems natural enough anyway. Yeah, it's definitely a different world. The album is in a different world.
Yeah.
There's different sounds and players in there with us, you know.
Because you've been known for a long time primarily as a duo, the two of you, the two brothers. But on the album, there are quite a few different musicians coming in, aren't they? Just tell us what sounds we might expect to hear on that.
We've got an amazing cello player, Kate Ellis, and we've got Cayman Gilmore, who's the bass player, and they're both contemporary classical musicians. They play in the Crash Ensemble, and we've got Ryan Hargadon on some synths, and then Alan, who's sitting here with us now, adding to the general dronage, well, as you mentioned.
Yeah. So, Alan, just tell us about what's going on there, because it's a really subtle thing that you're doing behind the brothers here, but it's an interesting sound. Tell us what you're playing.
Yeah, so I have a harmonium set up, and on top of it I have an organelle.
What is an organelle?
It's kind of like it's a small little mini synth, kind of like with buttons that are like a melodeon kind of buttons. Yeah.
So it looks, the buttons look like they're made of wood. It does look like a button accordion or something.
Yeah, they are. I think they are.
Yeah, they are wooden.
They're wooden. Oh yeah, so it's nice. You know, it's kind of like in Ireland at the moment, there's a really kind of great scene in like ambient music that's kind of coming up and stuff. So it's like experimenting with the Indian harmonium and with an organelle to like create an ambient sort of bass that can kind of sit under and do lots of things, and you know, has the like natural kind of folky element as well as this synthy, washy ambience, you know.
I've noticed that at the moment there seems to be a bit of a new thing going on in the trad scene in Ireland. You've got, you know, a lot of what I would call traditional artists that are bringing new sounds in, people like John Francis Flynn, N.E.K. and I suppose Lancome were probably the people that maybe started that. Do you feel part of that kind of wave, that movement?
I mean, we're all friends and hang out in the same places and, live in the same part of Dublin, you know. Yeah, so I suppose Lancome definitely caught a path, but also Spud, John Spud Murphy, the producer that we worked with on this album, he also produces Lancome, mm-hmm. and so he's kind of played a big part of it in the background too. But I think the scene in Ireland of all kinds of music is, you know, like Irish music and traditional music doesn't just exist in its own corner. There's a huge amount of kind of Venn diagram crossover going on between different genres of music in Dublin. And so it makes sense that other sounds are going to creep in, I think.
But But those Irish singing traditions, they are very evident in your work, even the songs that you're writing. How central do you feel that to be to your work?
I mean, it's incredibly grounding, the community, the singing community in Ireland. It is something that we very definitely feel part of, and we always kind of turn back to, or like, you know, it's...
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of like, it's like our hometown, you know? Mm-hmm. It's where we come from. I think it probably benefited our singing, you know, to learn from these great singers who just have already, in Irish accents, have already done really great things. Really, you know, there's homegrown ornamentation. We don't have to kind of imitate R&B artists, you know. We can imitate Donegal singers, but like, you know, that it feels closer to home and more real to us.
So what's this next song that you're going to sing for us? Is it another new composition?
Yeah, it is. This next song is one called An Island. It's one that, I guess, when we came together to write this album, we were away from each other during lockdown in our own kind of separate bubbles, you know. But then we had to come together to write. So this was one of the first songs that Dermot showed me.
I had been sitting in my room looking out the same window for a couple of weeks, not really seeing too many people. It was, you know, kind of the most locked down time. It was kind of like, I think we were in a 2K radius at the time of our houses. So I was sitting in this room playing the guitar and writing this song. And I was used to bouncing ideas off Brian. I had been used to for years. If I had, you know, the beginnings of a song, I'd be like, oh, what do you think? What would we do with this, you know? But it was, I'd written this completely separately from Brian and then brought it to him, and I was quite nervous, more than I would normally be, because I suppose I had put quite a bit of work into it already and didn't have a sense of, does this work? So I brought it to Brian, and it was interesting because there's this line in the song, alone and together is all that will ever be. And it's kind of about the experience of isolation in a way, but I suppose about finding within that a sense of togetherness, because I think that was something that we all very much collectively experienced over the last couple of years. When we came together, that's when the song came to life. It was when I heard Brian singing it for the first time, that was when I knew, okay, we can go with this. And subtle things changed about it. Brian made these very Brian-like changes that I would never have made. So that, yeah.
Let's hear it. This is An Island.
I don't stand silent. From bands of the millions, my voice can be heard. There's salt in my song and weight in my words. I can't be divided. I am entire. Vastness of ages, my edges are cut. Its waves in the darkness make us who we are. The seas crash around me, break on these boundaries. An island is more in the sea. Alone and together is all that we'll ever be. My door lies open, wide to the ocean. Shimmering harbors, a soul might find. At the height of the cliff top, the wild falcon build their nest. I am an island. I don't stand silent. I am an island. seas crash around me, break on these boundaries. An island is more than a rock in the sea. Alone and together is all that we'll ever be. An island is more than a rock in the sea. Alone and together is all that we'll ever be. Alone and together is all that we'll ever be. Alone and together is all that we'll ever be.
Brotherly harmonies and instrumental abilities of Ye Vagabonds, Jimmott and Brian McGlynn with Alan McFadden performing their song An Island live here in the BBC studios. And the new Ye Vagabonds album Nine Waves just came out yesterday, so you can look out for that. They've also got a few tour dates still upcoming. 1st of June, Fire in the Mountain, that's in Wales. 9th of June is their album launch show at Vicar Street in Dublin. That might be a bit hard to get tickets to now, but they have got lots of other Irish dates coming up over the summer. And also on the 11th of June, they're at Hebden Bridge Folk Festival. Now, let's hear something from their new album, Timbuktu, which was a lockdown project for Malian singer Umu Sangare, now released from that enforced isolation and busily touring Europe. She's coming to London's Royal Festival Hall for the Meltdown Festival on 15th of June, and then she's in Liverpool on the 19th for Africa Oye. And the new album is full of her usual deceptively hard-hitting subject matter, all wrapped up in accessible, summery-sounding music. I'm going to play you one of the fiercer tracks. The lyrics are Umu Sangare's defiant response to the violence that's plagued Mali in recent years, and the band are rocking out, particularly the guitarist. Kelemani,
kelemani malide nu kelemanya penala angaya fanyo koma ambulu di nyo koma kelemani ya kelebe dugutiya kelebe duguti kelete dugusidla kuna mabe namabe jukwi bedwa ibesana wana mabe abeni alaje jukwi bedwa ibesana angaya fanyo koma ambulu di nyo koma kelebe duguti ala kelete dugusidla.
Malian singer Umu Sangare with a song from her new album Timbuktu, which is out now on World Circuit. Now, I don't know if you heard the first episode of Anushka Shankar's Journey Through Indian Classical Music here on Radio 3 last Sunday. If you didn't, then I totally recommend that you give it a listen on catch-up, and don't miss episode 2, where she'll be looking at Carnatic music, the classical music of South India, and that's tomorrow night, Sunday the 15th of May at 11 o'clock p.m. Or, again, you can catch up at your leisure on BBC Sounds. And just to whet your appetite, here's an extract from Bujare Manasa Aberi, sung by one of the leading lights of Carnatic music, vocalist and composer Sudha Ruganathan.
Sri Vartukanathan
Yeah.
Carnatic singer Sirdar Raghunathan. And we just squeezed in a snippet of that song by Durai Manasa Aberi, hoping that you're going to tune in tomorrow night, Sunday the 15th of May, for much more Carnatic music from southern India, introduced by Anushka Shankar. Right now, though, you're listening to Music Planet with me, Catherine Tickell, and it's time for this week's classic artist. He was born on October the 24th, 1911, or possibly 1912. Nobody seems absolutely sure which. And he died in 1986. He was originally named Saunders Terrell, but the world remembers him as Sonny Terry, Piedmont blues and folk musician whose vigorous harmonica playing, often interspersed with whoops and hollers, has rarely been rivalled. He was born in Greensboro and learned basic blues harp from his father, who was a farmer. And injuries to his eyes left him blind by the time he was 16, which meant that he wasn't really able to contribute much to the farm work. I remember reading something about how he would play the tune Camptown Races to the plough horses, and apparently that improved their efficiency no end. Gradually, Sonny Terry built up enough of a name for himself to make a living playing music, often teaming up with Piedmont blues-style guitarist Blind Boy Fuller. But Sonny Terry's big break came in 1938 when he was invited to play at the Carnegie Hall. Actually, it was Blind Boy Fuller who was meant to be playing, but he was in prison at the time. So Sonny Terry was drafted in instead and played his amazing Fox Chase and several other pieces. And the very next day, a seriously impressed Alan Lomax recorded him for the Library of Congress. Now, I know many of you will be very familiar with Sonny Terry's long-standing duo with guitarist Brownie McGee. They moved to New York and became a big part of the 1940s and 50s blues scene there. They also made a big impression on a very different and predominantly white audience during the folk music revival of the 1950s and 60s. I'm going to play you a track from that partnership. Brownie McGee introduces the song anyway, so with interjections from Sonny, so I'll leave that to them. But first, let's hear one of Sonny Terry's early recordings, the brilliant Harmonica and Washboard Breakdown.
If you want to go somewhere and you don't have railroad fare, plane fare, train fare, boat fare, or don't have no fare, period, That's one way of getting there. I've been using the method for 25 years or more, me and old Sonny, and it seems to have paid off.
A higher debt, man.
Just walk on.
Well, let's go.
Walk on, 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 I say walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Well, your mind gets worried when your shoes get thin. You don't know where you're going, but you do know where you've been. Walk on, walk on, walk on, I'll walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. I see so many people happy, I can't get used to happiness. Maybe it is true, happiness is not for me, I guess. I'll walk on, walk on, walk on, I'll walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Walk on, sonny boy, walk on, boy. Yeah. I'll walk on, walk on, walk on, I'll walk on. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. One more time now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Walk a little further. One more time now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Let's walk together now. I'm gonna keep on walking till I find my way back home. Hey! Walk on.
What a pairing. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee with Walk On, the second of two tracks there from this week's classic artist, Sonny Terry. I'm Catherine Tickell, and that's about it for this week from us here on Music Planet. I'm going to finish with a lovely project. It's a multi-artist, multi-genre double album featuring newly commissioned music inspired by curlews. And the second disc is full of curlew soundscapes recorded at the bird's remaining hotspots throughout the UK. And it is an endangered bird, and proceeds from the album Simidim, Curlew Sounds, will directly support the RSPB's Curlew Recovery Programme. Here's a song from Finnish vocal group Tuuletar, which incorporates some old field recordings of curlews in Finland, recorded by the uncle of one of the singers. But before that, let's hear sounds from closer to home. There are various different birds and creatures on this recording, but hopefully you'll be able to pick out the characteristic bubbling song of the male curlew doing his level best to attract a mate and to kind of stake out his territory. And this was recorded beside Tyndale Tarn in Geltsdale alongside Hadrian's Wall.
The Finnish band Tuuletar and the Sound of the Curlew, rounding off today's Music Planet, which was presented by Catherine Tickell and produced by Martin Webb. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just after 5 o'clock. Time now for J to Z.
Welcome, I'm Jamoke Fashola, and on the show today I'm joined by the fantastic bassist Daniel Casimir and his band playing live in the J to Z studio. Guys, over to you.
You say that time moves slowly when I'm not with you. I'm not surprised I can't show love like how you do. You say that time moves slowly when I'm not with you. I'm not surprised I can't show love like how you do.